Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The Indianapolis Colts and their 2023 draft only 27 days away. And so we're starting to think about things. We're starting to do stuff like execute mock drafts. And we're going on Pro Football Focus, trying to figure out what in the world the Colts ought to do and how Chris Ballard should negotiate the travails of this draft. And it's really fun. It's really cool. And I locked onto something that kind of fits the personality of Chris Ballard. He doesn't get urgent. He doesn't feel like he should be forced into making a position pick because of weaknesses. But they got a lot of positions of weakness, the Colts do, and we'll talk about that. What direction might he head other than to take a quarterback with the fourth overall pick? We'll talk about it. Jalen Hood-Schifino. Ta-ta, Tatel. He is on his way to the NBA, where he may fall in the middle of the first round, it looks like. But things happen at the NBA draft combine. We'll see what Hood-Schifino does. But that opens up another scholarship for Indiana. That's important. Zach Edey, AP Player of the Year, but not unanimously. We'll tell you who got the lone other vote. John, thank you very much for the donation. I appreciate it. Caitlin Clark, tonight for Iowa, taking on South Carolina. Can't wait for this game. It seems odd, but I love Caitlin Clark. Watching her play, but she's got swag. We've said it all week. We're going to see it tonight. Does she have a miracle to beat South Carolina with? She is going to have to be the best player on the floor by far. Because after her, maybe the next five best players are going to be the starting five for South Carolina. And we're going to talk about Major League Baseball a little bit too. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now for Friday, March 31st, 2023, brought to you by the great people at Johnson's Plumbing. Jared Johnson's just a genius. You don't say that often about plumbers, so you take that seriously. Genius, Jared Johnson. You've got a plumbing problem. He's got a plumbing solution. Give him a call, 765-610-8809. We've used him in the house several times, and he's wonderful. We only advance the causes of those we really like and respect. Jared, among those. Dr. Mike O'Neill, another one. The list goes on and on. Hit the subscribe button. We're over 11,100 subscribers. Need to get to 11,200 by the end of the day today. It seems unlikely, but you got to dream big. And if you want an alert every time we go live, hit the button, the bell button, and you get ding, 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 ding. Hey, the knucklehead's talking. It doesn't actually say the knucklehead's talking. I wish they had that as an option with YouTube. They don't yet. And if you want to make a donation, that is a wonderful thing to do. John did that. You can do that as well. Another thing, at 4:30 this afternoon, it's Two Big Brains. Dan and I chopping it up, 45 minutes to it. It's somewhere around that period of time. We just talk until it's time to stop. That's what we do. We talk about sports, nothing but sports generally. It's Friday. We'll see how Fridays go. But I love sitting around talking sports with Dan. It is all kinds of fun, and you'll enjoy it. Just go to Two Big Brains. That's our YouTube channel. I'll put a link to that channel in the description of this very performance. All right, let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts and what they might do, what Chris Ballard might choose to do. Look, they don't just need a quarterback. They need a lot of things. You need an elite level wide receiver. You need a cornerback. Even a bad cornerback would be better than the second cornerback that the Colts have. That's where they are. Isaiah Rodgers, he's good. Kenny Moore doesn't really fit the scheme of Gus Ballard, but okay. He's been to a Pro Bowl as a slot corner. That's pretty good. Other than that, Dallas Flowers, you need a cornerback. And, man, where are you going to get one? You can get one in this draft in the second round. So let's talk about what might happen and what did happen when I put together a mock draft with the Pro Football Focus. I'm going to do this 1,000 times in the next 27 days. A mock draft to see where things go. Anthony Richardson is the guy I took with the 4th overall pick. Now, if you trade back, and let's face it, Chris Ballard loves the idea of trading back. Who can you get? One thing that I really, really like, and one target that I would absolutely make a priority, because cornerbacks is a great cornerback draft. And you can corner, not quarter, cornerback draft. So you can get one second round toward the end of the second round. You can get a starting level cornerback in this draft. However, you cannot get Quentin Johnson. Quentin Johnson, wide receiver, really, really good. Really good. Love Quentin Johnson. And Quentin Johnson is a guy who would absolutely fill the bill. Here's what it does. It makes you better at two other spots. If you get Quentin Johnson and a third, you get Quentin Johnson, all of a sudden safety's got to play deeper. All of a sudden Michael Pittman as a possession two becomes really, really dynamic. Instead of being kind of a pedestrian one, as a two, he becomes much better. And Alec Pierce as maybe a little bit kind of an oversized slot. How interesting would that be?
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You'd have three wide receivers, and that would all of a sudden give you a pretty good group. Oops, wrong show. Hey, no, you're here. $8. Wonderful. Love it. Anyway, hey, if you land on the wrong channel and you wind up here and you make donations, you are my new favorite human being ever. But I love the idea of Quentin Johnson coming to the Colts. I also love the idea, if you want to switch things up a little bit, and you can go get a cornerback with 35. You can go get Emmanuel Forbes maybe at 35, the cornerback from Mississippi State. You got to, there's a rule in Indianapolis where you've got to have somebody from Mississippi State on your roster. It's called the Chris Hagan rule, and it's just inconceivable that Chris Hagan doesn't have somebody in that locker room to talk to every week about Mississippi State football or basketball or some level of something having to do with Mississippi State. The Chris Hagan rule will be respected. All right, let's talk about how you could flip that script and take a cornerback early in the draft after trading back from 4. You can go get Devon Witherspoon of Illinois, who is going to walk into a locker room as a terrific NFL cornerback. And then with 35, or maybe as you trade down, you're going to get more stuff, more picks. Maybe a guy like Zay Flowers, who's going to be a good wide receiver in the NFL. Here's what I did in my mock draft. I took Richardson number 4 because I think, like, you can't have Gardner Minshew as your starter in 2023 and then go into 24 needing a quarterback again. You just can't do that. Jim Irsay's head is going to pop right off, and nobody needs that. The cleanup on aisle 3 would be substantial. Then with a 35th overall pick, and I didn't do any trades. We'll get into trades later. It complicates the mock draft simulator at Pro Football Focus. 35, I took Emmanuel Forbes. At 79, the third round pick that the Colts have that belonged to the Washington Commanders and now converts to the Colts because of the Carson Wentz trade, Garrett Williams, who's a cornerback out of Syracuse. I took Carl Brooks, an edge out of Bowling Green, and safety Ronnie Hickman out of Ohio State because Chris Ballard just loves drafting guys out of Ohio State somehow. The power ranking, the pre-draft power ranking for the Colts. I didn't put this in the headline or anywhere in the description because it's just depressing. 32nd out of 32. Colts last. Their big addition, kicker, Matt Gay. They also got Obukam and Minshew. You gave up Stephon Gilmore and Bobby Okereke. I don't really, the loss of Okereke does not bother me. You can churn through linebackers like that. It's not a big deal. But Minshew is your starting quarterback as it stands right now. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Anyway, that's where we are. We'll keep doing the mock drafts. They are all kinds of fun. We enjoy it a tremendous amount. And we'll see what the Colts do. We'll see what Chris Ballard's got up his sleeve. He rarely does what I want him to do. We did have the one draft where he took Pittman and he took Jonathan Taylor, and I wanted both those guys. I was like, give me Pittman at, what was that, at 34. And if Taylor lasts to, I think the Colts had 41 and traded up to take Taylor at like 37, something like that. It was right in that neighborhood. I was like, we are on the same page. Rarely happens. It certainly wasn't the case when they took Kwity Paye, although I thought they were going to take an edge. I didn't see this cracks me up about Chris Ballard, and then we'll get off Chris Ballard a little bit and enjoy the weekend. Chris Ballard keeps talking about, as people ask him about his lack of willingness to be aggressive and make trades, he goes, hey, look, I traded the 13th overall pick for DeForest Buckner. That was in 2020. You got general managers who are making bold-ass moves. Sometimes they're bad moves, but they're making bold-ass moves. Year after year after year, trying to get... How about the trade that the Eagles made for A.J. Brown? That was a bold-ass move. How about the Chiefs allowing Tyreek Hill to go to the Dolphins? Bold! Are you kidding me? Bold move. That Chris Ballard is resting on, and this is where he like defends his ability to be aggressive, a move that 3 years ago sent the 13th overall draft pick for DeForest Buckner, and they paid DeForest Buckner like he was Aaron Donald. That's his bold move? That's, I'm bold! Hey, look, 3 years ago, look, there's a half-life there. Same thing with the Andrew Luck excuse, which Chris Ballard never plays. He never plays that card, and good for him for not playing that card. But my God, at some point, the value lapses. The half-life on the DeForest Buckner trade, gone. Good move. I like it. But it's time to, you know, do something new that's bold. All right, Jalen Hood-Schifino has declared for the NBA draft, and he's going to stay in the draft. This is not a stick-your-toe-in-the-water situation. Go to the NBA draft combine, get some feedback from scouts and general managers. That's not what this is. Hood-Schifino is gone, gone, gone. So now what do? You got 4 scholarships left. You've got Peyton Sparks as a transfer coming in from Ball State. You've got Gabe Cupps and Ja'Kai Newton coming in as recruits. And now Caleb Love, 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 Love. We love Caleb Love. He would look great in the IU jersey. I'm not going to say candy stripes. He looked, you know what I mean? You've got Ledlam. You've got Timberlake. You've got Battle. You've got Shedrick. Shedrick is fifth on my list of those five. Give me Jameson Battle, Caleb Love, Chris Ledlam, and Nick Timberlake, along with Peyton Sparks, and start knitting the banner, baby. Not for a national championship, but for a Big Ten title. I think they win the Big Ten title. You know what I'm surprised by? I don't see Zach Edey, the National Player of the Year, on 57 ballots. I don't see him in mock drafts for the NBA. Guy's 7'4". Sean Bradley went to the NBA, for the love of God. He didn't play well, but he went. The Monan Mormon was a force to be reckoned with emotionally as he continually whined. The whines of Sean Bradley at Market Square Arena when he played against the Pacers still echo in downtown Indianapolis. It's true. Pacers, by the way, 57 first place votes for Zach Edey, 1 for Trayce Jackson-Davis. Kept Zach Edey from being a unanimous player of the year. I don't know why I find that funny, but I do. Pacers, 3 first-round picks. Sometimes we forget about that. We're hoping that they pick somewhere in the top 5, maybe the top 3. If they lose efficiently over their last 5 games, I think they got a chance to be 5th worst in the NBA, in which case their chance of drafting in the top 3 would elevate by 10% over where they are today. They're only a half game ahead of the Trailblazers and the Magic. That final game of the regular season against the Detroit Pistons, otherwise just mind-numbingly meaningless, would all of a sudden have meaning for Pacers fans. Women's Final Four tonight, Game 2, Caitlin Clark. You want to bet on Caitlin Clark not to have another miracle up her sleeve against South Carolina? Yes, I do. I want to watch Caitlin Clark. I hope that she wins. I hope Iowa wins. But there's no way they're going to. South Carolina is just too damn good. So the emotional money behind Caitlin Clark and Iowa, you know what? You're not going to be able to pay the mortgage with your emotions. So don't bet your emotions. Bet South Carolina. Money line, but bet South Carolina. In fact, I'd give the points to Iowa. I'm not even sure what the line is, but I give the points to Iowa. MLB game pace has improved. You know what? There are a lot of reasons why the pace of Major League Baseball games has increased the way it is. And it's not all about TV. It's also about arbitration. Because with arbitration and with analytics, every at-bat matters. You don't have like, in low leverage at-bats where he's just trying to get the hell out of the cold and went up and fanned 3 times to move the game along a little bit. You don't have that anymore. You used to have that, where guys are just hustling in, hustling out. Let's get the hell out of here and get home. It's too cold to play baseball. You don't have that anymore. Guys have to go up to the plate and take every at-bat seriously because they're going to be graded upon every at-bat when it comes time to negotiate their next contract. That's a big reason why guys, every ninth inning of a 12-3 game, 2 outs, and you got guys adjusting their bat and gloves and getting the pine tar just right on the handle of the bat. What the hell are you doing? Get up there, wave 3 times, get in the car and go home. This weekend, I'm looking forward to this weekend. I think this weekend's going to be awesome with the women's Final Four tonight, the men's Final Four tomorrow night. By the way, Connecticut's going to win tomorrow and then on Monday. That's just the way it is. Later on today at 4:30, what time is it now? It's 3 o'clock in about 90 minutes. Dan Dockich and I are going to go live, and we're going to talk about sports for a while on Two Big Brains. I can't wait for that. Never know what's going to happen tonight. I'm dressed for success. I'm dressed for fun. You never know what Julie could come out the door right now and say, hey, let's go. And what do we say? We say, hell to the yes. Let's go. And off we go. Where we're going? I don't know. But we're going somewhere. If she rings the bell, I answer the door. That's the way we work. Have a great weekend. Really enjoy each other. Do something. Do one thing really nice for somebody else, somebody you don't know. Nice thing to do.